This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny, I found that piece that I was talking about in the banner that was written by Danielle Allentuck. You say you've had her on the show
before. Oh, we've had her a lot. Danielle's cool.
Here's the point she makes. Both teams have the talent. Former All-Stars such as Ronald Acuna and Jurickson Profar for the Braves and Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg for the Orioles. But both front offices didn't do enough last offseason when both teams have been faced with injuries. And then she makes the point a little further and mentions some names. And she says, the result, two franchises that should be in playoff contention, but instead are slipping further and further out of the picture. And she blames both of them for lack of action in the offseason.
Well, I mean, we had expectations. Nolan, get in on this one, too. The expectations for the offseason, because the owner wanted to spend money. Elias didn't spend any money. You know, and I say this, you know, they always say, well, you know, they made an offer to Burns. They made an offer to him. I'm guessing the offer was late and they knew he wasn't going to take it. So to the media, they made an offer. I don't know how, you know, they might have just called the agent and say, hey, we could do this. It was already too late. He was not coming anyhow. So I think it was kind of a BS thing. That was a publicity type thing, you know, so I think the owner wanted to spend it, and I don't know that Elias knows how to take it to the next level where it's the spending level.
That's a good point. You know, he has shown us that he can build a roster. He's shown us that he can manipulate the draft and develop young talent. But what he hasn't shown us is that he put a team that you can put on the field and win for a couple of years. And that's the one thing he's still got to prove to everybody, in my opinion.
Nolan, what do you think?
Yeah, patience really is running thin. I mean, you have people ready to run him out of town after the month of April this year. And look, I mean, he's made bad moves. I think more people are upset with the moves he didn't make rather than the moves he did make that didn't pan out. But he has made some moves that have been good. I think you can't sit here and say that everything Elias has done has been a failure.
Not at all.
Being realistic about it. But this is a big offseason. And you start looking at all the holes on this team. Maybe they'll create even more depending on what they do at the deadline. Now you have to ask yourself, okay, even if there is a larger budget, even if there is more free reign, is it just even possible to fill all this team's needs? Because, you know, if you go with the fan reaction of it, well, hey, get rid of this guy, replace all these spots, pay for two pitchers, draft this guy, do that, do the other thing. And all of a sudden, you're completely overhauling the team. That shouldn't be the case.
No.
In theory, you should have
seven or eight man core,
right,
that you should be able to build around.
See, I think what's going to happen this year, I think that you had a new owner who, you know, he believed in Elias, and Elias gave him his plan for the offseason, you know, and you roll with it because the guy's done a good job. All right, that plan sucked. You know, and if you're an owner, and trust me, I know owners, and especially ones that have no experience, they watch the TV, you know, they watch MLB Network, and they saw You know, because I'm sure during that time, you know, in the off season, you know, everybody's saying, well, they've got to add this, they got to do this. You know, and they're like, hey, Mike, do we need to add some? I promise you they do that. You know, because they have a group of guys who they listen to. Mike, do we need? No, we've got that. So going into this next year, Mike, what's the plan? And they're not going to be as like, okay, okay, okay. No. Mike, what's the plan? How are we going to be more aggressive? How are we going to win next year? So they've lost some confidence in Elias, would be my guess. And then going into this offseason, he's got to be more aggressive because they want to be. And they're not going to be like, okay, Mike, do what you want. Right, no, yeah. That ain't going to be it this offseason.
Can't just be in on free agents. Enough of those stories. Oh, the Orioles are in on a big name free agent here or big name free agent there. Well, that's fine.
Well,
what does that really mean?
Theoretically, you're in on, you know, the supermodel. Theoretically, you know, you're
in. I like
in.
The sound of that.
Well, I mean, you would be interested, you know? It's the same thing.
Well, the thing about it is identify an attack. That was like when I was in San Francisco, that was always our identify what you want and go get it.
So in the case of a Corbin Burns, which, look, I'm sick of talking about him at this point because it is what it is, but Vinny's right. All right, let's say they made an offer, however real you think it is. The more damning thing for me was, all right, Corbin Burns off the table. It's not happening. Where do you go from there? It wasn't the next tier down or even the mid-tier. We went all the way to the bottom or the question marks. We went damaged goods or over-the-hill veterans, or we went with a complete unknown in Sagano. You didn't go and just get the next best thing. I mean, you went all the way down the ladder. That, to me, is just not going to fly anymore.
I would agree with that.
I'm trying to find something to argue with on that, and there isn't anything.
No.
So, well done.
I think that is well said, Nolan, and I think...
We got nothing else to add here. We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, he's got his marching orders now. And, hey, if they got to be in buy mode, I think they're going to be more aggressive either way at the trade deadline. Elias got to get, you know, off his hands a little bit. You know, because look what Houston did when he was there. I mean, they went and you know, and got a bunch of veteran guys to get him over the top. And he did the opposite, you know, which was everybody thought, you know, that he would do that. You know, and he didn't. But maybe that's why, because remember what Houston did with the manager? You know, but he kept high, you know. Yeah. So same thing you did with players.
Well, here's the thing then. If you're not going to give the job to Mancino, go find Dusty Baker because it always works out, right?
Somebody veteran.
All right, that's it for hour number one here on the Vinny and Haney Show. Stick around, a lot more to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.